Just to come on, Siv Chav Zayin, basically what's going on. So the Gemara is like this. Tinoikis Shleigir Zman. And this is somebody who is young before she's the Zman, which she normally sees. So the Gemara says, in order for her, she's considered Mislekas Dam. And certain ladies, which are considered Mislekas Dam, the Gemara says, Tinoikis Shleigir Zman, before she gets to age and starts seeing, there's somebody who is Zakena. A lady who's old is considered a Mislekas. Another example, Mislekas. It's somebody we have to be chayshish that they're going to be see is also somebody who's pregnant, nursing, versus that basically four nashim, which are dayashaitan, and we assume that they're not going to see. So the Gemara says that a tinaikis who legi is a manly race, so the Gemara says the first time you see dayashaitan, there's a lacha like this. There's a lacha that a lady who sees that to be chayshish that when she saw dam, kapitum of a tyra, we don't know when she saw. She found dam. Now, did she see now? Did she see beforehand? So the Gemara says that b'dak klal we hold that you have to be chayshish me'es le'es 24 hours before, unless she did a b'dika to chayshish ma'freya that she taka saw. The Gemara says different reasons why it's like that, whether different reasons. Bal kapanim, a lady who normally does not see, and we're not chayshish she's going to see, so like you tell me, think of shagiyas ma'leis, until you see, you don't have to be chayshish the ma'freya that she saw. And whenever you find the dam, it will be Dayesh Shaitan. So the Gemara says, Shagir is Malay Rez, Parmishana Dayesh Shaitan. The first time you see it, so then the lach is Dayesh Shaitan, you have to go like Mefreya. You see a second time, then it's Dayesh Shaitan. You see a third time, then she's like, Chol Nashim, Tam Eslez, Pekir, Vekid. Every you see three times, and we see that she's Mokzik to go in and see. So three times, now we're going to have to go to Mechreshish. The Mafreya, then she's like a regular Nashim. And as you said, a lady who normally doesn't see, do you not have to go back to Mafreya? So therefore, a Tinoikis who normally does not see, do not have to go to Mafreya. Once you see three times, so then she's like a regular Nashim. And the halach is, oh, you're going to go back to Mafreya and say that it's going to be Meis Le'es. Why do you need three rias? Rashi says. Ben Machlekes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. How many rias does one need in order to be considered chazaka? Shita's Rebbe is what?
Three.
Two. According to Shimon Gamliel, you need
three.
Hitting Mar says three. Okay. Hitting Mar says three. Now, Shimon Gamliel, you need three over here. It would seem to infer that you need three. I would say Kipshutai is going like Shimon Gamliel, and it's not going like Rebbe. So it comes along. Rashi says, no, it's not true. Why? Rashi, there's a Rashi and a Rashi, but they say different reasons. How do we stem with Rebbe? The problem is the Gemara one says that the other chelik the Bryce, the Rashi is like Rebbe. So, how's it stem with Rebbe? So, Rashi says like this. Rashi says that first time she sees, so we say, Dai Shaita. Why? Because you don't have a chazaka. The second time you see, that's according to Rebbe, it should be there what? It should be a chazaka now that we know what you see. But it's like Rashi, the real which you see, we're not going to go to Mafreya. The only time we say Gomer Frey is if I'm reading books like that I see, the next week which I see, then I go back and say the Mafreya. But the one which I see to make me a chazaka, that's not going to make it that it's going to be Tam Mafreya. That one's just going to be Tam Adai Shaita. Shor Mu'ud, right? How many gifts need to be Shor Mu'ud? Three. When do you pay Nazir Shalem?
Four.
Four, right? To the next one. You don't get a din of the chazaka. The next one, now you're shamud, and you have to pay. So over here, the first two riyas makes the chazaka. The third riyah goes ahead, and next one afterwards will go ulamar freya. According to Mishnah Gamliel, will come out. The fees are, how many are you going to need? Four. Therefore, the baisa, which says you need three, kipshuta is going like Rabbi, and like now Mishnah Gamliel, that's the pashas the Muslim Rashi. So Rashi and his tzedek is that the riyah which you see is not going to be considered ulamar freya. Oh, the Mishnah Machelik. What? No, two of those Chazaka for the Sefer Vestas. They have a Chazaka for Vestas. So we have a lady who is hopefully not to see. Now, how many reels do I need to make her go see? Two or three? So Rashi is saying, the Gemara says three. Why do you need three? So before you even say anything, it sounds like a Shulchan Gamliel. Rashi says, no, it's going to be grabby. Why? Because the reel which you see, Kapit Sugya of Tum Vatara, Mesla Ace versus Kiva Pkida, it's only when I have a Ria, which is after the Chazaka, then that one is not going to go out of Siyah. Other Rishayim say no. That Kipshuta, the Pshat is, that if it says in E3, that it would sound more like Rishayim Anil, and not like Rabbi. The Rajma says a different Nusak, the Shnumit Rabbi. Rajma says that if I see one time, so we say the first Ria which I see, that's a fluke. It's a Mikra. If I saw once, that's a Mikra. If I saw twice, so in Rabbi, it's still a Mikra. Why is it a Mikra? Because so I saw twice. So I see the first one is Tama Mikra, and the second one is the first of the Chazaka. Once I see three, so now, according to Rabbi, I have one Mikra and two Chazakas. That's one way of saying it.
And after the second one is what, according
to Rabbi? According to Rabbi, it's because I have one Ria. After I have one. And I have one, that was a Mikra. It was a fluke. Things happen once in a while. I see the second one, we say that I have one Ria now. Once I see three, so now that's cool. I have two Rias, and therefore that's the way it's going to be Chazaka. So Kitzur, Nechel, let's say Rashi and the Rajbo, what's he say to the devil? Why do you need three? Rashi says in Rebbe you need three is because two Riasim is a Chazaka. The only time we say Mesa Ace, when our fray is when you have a Ria after the Chazaka, Dumya to Shar Hamud. Mashenkein. The Rajba says, he said a Dover is that the first one is just a fluke. Ria number two and number three now makes it to go ahead and have to. I guess a simple way to say the Machlekes is, for those of you who remember from your Baba Master days, or that what's the Yisod HaDover when three makes a Chazaka, right? Is it a Simen or a Siba?
Ooh.
Some of you guys look way too blank. You guys are rusty. But what do you say? Right. What happens when you have three? His upside is that when you show him what has three, his upside is it's Megalitas that he always was a wild animal. And once I have three times, now I know it makes it's a simon that now he's a wild animal. That way it's a megalitas like Kilo Marfrey type of thing. Or upshot is three times is like Kitsanis Mois Opinimius. When a person does something three times, so now I'm muchzik to when I'm do our wild behavior three times, it is more certain Teva. And now after three times, it becomes a muchzik. That is considered a Shar Mu'ad, because and it's only going to be considered Mekan Abba. If I remember correctly, the Velt says the Machlek is like this. There's a Shabbat Mashavuch Merigeshem. Can you go there and say 90 times, right? So the Torah brings down whether you say 90 times or not. Do you say that Pshat is that if I show more three times works, and more so 3 days works, culturally you do three all at one time. If you do Master Ruach 90 times in a row, all in one day it's going to work, or it's not going to work. So what was the Tliya? The Tliya was that if you say that you said a Dove is that it's a Siba, so Pshat is I do it 90 times.
What?
It's Meyer. So I do it 90 times, the guy says to me, okay, if the vod is that Shar Mu'ad is just a simon, so the Meyer says if I do it 3 times, 3 days, it works. The Zucker Meyer, for sure if I do 3 in all 1 day, it works. Because it's just Mekalitas is a wild animal. So we know it's a wild animal. So if we see 3 different days is a wild animal, for sure it's a simon that if you do all three in 1 day, it's a wild animal. Therefore, Lav Dafka is going to work. When Master Ruch Medagesh, we're trying just to find the person's regilis, Lav Dafka, it's going to work if it's going to be a simon. I think that's over, Velt says over, that's Machlekes in the Torah there. I didn't look it up now, just as we're talking, I thought of this. But the Nusach in the Torah, I think Imam said it like that. Like, if you look at the Torah Kufkin Zayin over there, that was Nusach. Anyhow, so back to us. We have a little sidetracked over there. So, in Shitas Rashi, which says that it's not going to be Huxik until the time afterwards, if you're master, which way? Sibar Simen? That Mikan Laba, it's like a Siba. Mikan Laba, you Muxik, that now you are a regular lady which sees. And if on the next year, we're going to say, you can go Mafeya. If you have the vote, is just Megalitas and Simen, that you always were a person who was Basdamim, so therefore, as Mumistav had say, now we know, since now we know. So therefore, Chazal said to go back the Mafeya.
According to the Rashi, like Shar Mu'ad, so according to Rebbe, they
Yeah, the Gemara says we paskin vestas samayi v'masamach with alas samachay. So we paskin like Rosh Hashanah by Shor Mor. The Betzim Rebbe two times.
Second time.
Yeah, that's the Gemara says v'masamachay. Fine. Okay, v'seder. So anyhow, stick more to the what I saw on the page. The Beis Yosef on discussion whether the Bryce is three times, and the Rajva says that. So let's go to Malach the Raj. Raj is the first time you see, we say it's a mikra bama, it's a fluke. Second time you see, we see one real. Third time you see, you have two. Now the Raj says, what's the lechakon of Shon Gamil? Is the Bryce a dafkanalik of Shon Gamil, or a kistim of Shon Gamil also? First time he says a fluke. Different Rebbe need three. Now the question is, the Bryce even according to Shon Gamil, or according to Shon Gamil attacking me four? Clear? I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Rajva, based on the Rajva, which says, some say Dakini form of Shon Gamil, the first one is considered a fluke, then two is number one, three is number two, four is number three, and you need three of those. He says, the Rajva himself says no. The Rajva himself holds that once we have three reels, so now we know it's Megalitas and Mafreya, the first it wasn't a fluke. What's the Taish? That is, we say she saw. Oh! Okay, it happens. So it's not really starting chazaka. But once every three times, even in Shon Gamil, it's me three times to make a chazaka. But the first one now is megalitas. The first one was not a fluke. Therefore, in Shon Gamil also three times to make a chazaka. And Rashi saying Bein Rebbe, Bein Shon Gamil, three reels is enough. Why? First one fluke. Two is number one. Three is number two. In Rebbe, and number three in Shon Gamil, because once you see three times, now I know my favorite. The first one. It's not
the same score by Rebbe.
What do you say?
Because
you need two to you need two times to shtabavak.
So that's not. You need two times by Rebbe. You need three times. Then you should need three times by Shimon Gamliel.
That's the debate. Do you say Shimon Gamliel? Besides that, once you see three times, it's too much already. We know that's not a fluke anymore because you see, you saw three times. And that's what I'm saying. Right? Even clearing the first rule, which we said is a fluke. But when I see another two times, don't tell me the first one's a fluke when you saw three times. Because now it's a gala of affair that wasn't a fluke, and therefore, Kishtem get a very cold. I kind of Azra brought down on the basis. So now, the Gemara brings down, if the lady goes ahead and afterwards does not see for 90 days, sure, if the lady goes ahead now and does not see for 90 days, it's like the Gemara that now you consider Musarakas. So what's the pshat? Pshat is you miss 90 days. So this is something which we didn't see till now. If you miss 90 days, this is Megalitas that we made a mistake. Right? We had a Tinoi case, she saw three times. Mukhsik, that she's a lady sees. Now she goes and sees and misses 90 days. So now the Gemara says Megalitas that the first 3 years were Taka Fluke, and she really is a lady is on the race, and then we have to start all over again in order to massacre. Right? You missed 90 days. Now. What do you?
I'm
going to watch
the
Simon Siva. Play golf with Simon Siva? Anyway. Why did you? Yeah. Three Ionis? I missed the Ionis. You missed 90 days. Now you go ahead and we say you're back to the original state and therefore you have a din of. You're back to Mislakis. Never how many reasons you need to be Maxik yourself now? Three in order to go and be maxed up. So really there are two shayles over here. Shayle number one is that in the math, 90 days doesn't work out so well because we're trying to figure out three times of 30. So how many days is that?
90.
No, three times of 30 is not going to be 90. The day you see is number one. Day 30 is? What?
88.
I'm doing the calculator. 3 times 30 is 88. Why not 3? The day you see is number 1. Day 30 you see again is
second time,
which is that's really day 29. Cancel above 29. That's day 1 again. So it's end up being 87 days. It's end up being 87 days. So that's one shayla. The shayla is that it's only 80 days, not 90 days. What? Why? Day one. Why are we saying 90 days? Because Stam Lady see on the Venus every 90 days. Now, every 30 days. Now, every 30 days. Now, Lady see every 30 days. What does it mean? You see, today's day one. Wednesday 30? Without Chavis Das. Chavis Das works beautiful. Chavis Das is well, it's great. Now the Chavis Da'at, 30 days between us, 90. Now the Chavis Da'at is already, today is day one. Today is day one. Day 30 is how many days later? 29 days later, right? The day you see is number one. Day 30 yes, you count. That's your 29 days. Now, day 29 is also day one of the next one. So the next time when you see day 30, what day is that going to be on? 58.
Very good.
Day 58 you see day one, you see again, it's 87. So question number one is, why are we saying 90 days the Chayit should be 87? That's one question. Question number two, the Shach is by the by. That's the Shach HaKim Tzvi. Okay, fine. But we're on the page. The Shach is by the by. Manishtana, that this lady from every other lady. Every other lady, the Lach is, we pass to be Oinus, so you Iker, you have nothing more to be, you Mesolakes, so you have nothing to be Chayit, you Iker, you Vestis. That's just said a Veskevor, right? Then she had a Veskevor. She passed it three times, so now, she had a Veskevor 3 months in a row, she passed three times, I'm Mesolakes. So, over here, once she didn't see for three oinus, so you oiker your vest three times. Now she doesn't. She didn't see anything. So what's different about this lady that was saying also 90 days to the musalakas, and she's back to her original laws. She was every single lady who took a 90-day break, you oiker three vestis, and if you oiker three vestis, zok defek the shach. You oiker three vestis. Once you oiker three vestis, you're back to square one. You don't do kosher anything. So what's different about this lady? Oh no. What's different? Hold on a second. So the mashmoisim, the shach is medayik and mechaber. Mashmoisim mechaber is even if you didn't see the way the shach learns the mechaber, the prisha, not the prisha, the shach learns the mechaber is even if you didn't see again, there's something different about the lady. You didn't see again, you pass three oinus. There's something different about a tinoikis, and now we say, oh, you're tinoikis and you don't have to be chayshish, but a regular lady would yes have to be chayshish. So the Shach is barred by what case would a regular have to be chayshish when you skip your 90, 87 days, whatever it is, that you have to be chayshish. And this tinoikis, so we say, Megal, I'm afraid she's not a seeing lady, that she would yes have to be chayshish.
That's a
Veskevua. She has a Veskevua chayshish, like from the Mashal, right? So she's every month, day 27. Now, you skipped 87 days, so you skipped day 27 three times, you acre it. So what's different? The Shach is understanding, I did not see again in the Mechaber. I didn't see again. No, well, before you saw again. That's the Mechaber. The Shach is understanding. At that point, Shach is like the Mechaber, I did not see again. He has Duke of Mechaber. I did not see again. So the point which I did not see again, Zach the Shach is Mashmoy, is something different about this lady who's Tinoikis or regular lady. So what's the difference between Tinoikis and regular lady? You didn't see for 90 days, right? So now, the Shach is like that even before I see again, before I go and see again, because the going, I did not see again. Before I see again, there's something different about this lady than any other lady. She has once, I get three times, so every other lady is considered you Oikah the vest. The Shach says the Chilak is very simple. Let's say she has a vest kavua of Chodesh Lidulugim, every Yud Zayin of the month, every other month she sees. So, if you see every other month, how many times to be oiker that? How many days you need to be oiker that? You need 6 months to be oiker. You need 180 days. She says Yizayin month every other month. So in order to be oiker that, you're going to have 6 months to be oiker. So this lady is sort of 90 days. If she be bas mitzvah, she's 16 years old, 18 years old, and you skip 90 days, you still have a veskevua. You still have a veskevua. Why? Because you never oiker. You never oiker. My same thing, if you hold you never oiker, my single view of this tinekis is this tinekis is like years man lewis. So we're saying that she's now back to the stage that she was saying that she's a now she doesn't see, man, she's mukhsig she doesn't see. So therefore, even though you never oiker veskevua, she had a veskevua of every other month. Or she has a flogger every 35 days. So she has a flogger every 35 days, right? So in order to flog it 35 days, in order to break it that, 105, even if you're like the sheet of a real Ain Sham, we spoke about the Paschabur is a real Aria, or even like the sheet of that, 35, 70, 105 would be considered to be accurate, but this lady had 90, so if she be Bas Mitzvah, so then she had to reach 105. Shane Kane over here, where? She's not Bas Mitzvah, so it's Machzik, the Mafreya that that she's not a gizma. Otherwise, and for she would not have to go ahead and be chayshes. Yeah, clear. Sure, clear. Good. Thank you.
Is she a
siman
or
sigla? What do you say? Yeah. Once you see a pattern, the three times, so be considered a vest. So I'm saying, now I'm going to go to Chacham Svi's kasha. I say Chacham Svi, I'm going to confuse Eilam. Question of the Chacham Svi. I mean, it's a call always, but I'm going to go to Shad Chacham Svi. So Chacham Svi has a kasha. 90 days is three ayinus is not going to be, how many days is it going to be? It's going to be 87. We got it, okay. 87 took a long time also.
Siri didn't know
that. What?
Siri, she didn't know.
Siri? What? Okay. I'll go find him. So how do you have 97 days? So Chachzit says, well, the Chavis Das works out beautifully because Chavis Das says Ayin Abayin is every 31 days. You have 30 days in between Rias, so that'd be very nice. You get to your 90, and maybe over here I should tell you that you should stop your Machir the Chavis Das a little bit more, right? Gemara says 90 days, so I was thinking to give you mashmoyes. Let's go. You just go like the Chavis Das, like there's 30 days, and it sounds like a little mashmoyes. Like, you know, like the Pasha Gemara. The Pasha Gemara sounds like a little more like the Chavis Das, and it sounds like maybe you should go like the Chavis Das a little bit. Okay, so Chavis Tzvi has a couple of mahalchim to answer the question. He says, number one, maybe 90 days, we talk round numbers. Mitzina Kol Toiku, round numbers, right? What do you guys know round numbers for? What's the classical round number? Gemara says, Malchus, 40 chaser echad, right? And Mitzinu Kama Pamim, that the Torah speaks around, and we speak around numbers, Koshkin and Chazal speak around numbers, so we say 3 months, but like, relax, it's 87 days, and it really means 87 days, it doesn't mean 90 days, and if you have 87 days, then it's going to be considered 90 days. That's one Malchus, Chazvi, Simen, Kofiyah, Dalit. Nice long tshuva. Second Malchus, Chazvi was that since there are some nashim, what's the cheshbon of 90 days? Since three times, because some nashim see 30 days, right? Ayin Abayinus. So Zekta Chachan Tzvi, since some nashim see, not Ayin Abayinus, they go by the months, right? Some people work by months, right? So since some people work by the months, so to have a chazaka 3 months, so three chedeshim could be 90 days, right? I'm saying maybe not nowadays. Yeah, maybe not nowadays do the Malach Chasa thing, but in the olden days, you know, it could have been three mullies. So, being that it's possible to have three different mullies, so therefore you could get to 90 days, so therefore you can get to 90 days. Because I said, unless you have three times, which is probably going to be Oikir, this man, therefore that's not going to be considered Akira, and therefore you have to have 90 days. Third Malach HaKam Tzvi is that interesting. No, sir. He says, "Yesh lechalik in somebody who sees or somebody who doesn't see." Says, "Stam must maybe see 30 days, and therefore to have 3 months is going to be how many days? 87. But that's minastam. We say you see it, but to max like that you are not seeing, you need 90 days.
Why?
What say?
Why? You asked it.
What say?
Why would you mention 3 days? And what does that 3 days help with?"
Well, I just say that stop nafs to see 30 days. This is a normal thing, so fine. But to be machzik, like your mamish, like to show you're for sure not seeing, we need a little more extra time to prove that. A regular lady, 87, that'll be a normal thing. To be machzik, you're saying, oh, it was a mistake. It was a mistake that she saw till now, and it was a fluke. And my God, you need more time. Now, why did it turn into like 90? That's 3 months of three. Like, that seems very arbitrary to me. That I don't understand why. 90, maybe. Maybe Kaddish Mole, maybe whatever, you know, that could be a little arbitrary. I'm not, it's wide pumped like that. But come on, that's the Mahalach of why you have to have Ananias. Okay, so because it's a real thing so far in life. Okay, we spoke about basically that Tinaikis, in order to, till she's Masik 3 times, you're going to have, she's a Sim Selekis. Once you have 3 times, then the Kan Lahaba, we spoke about Revi Shulam Gamil. Past 90 days, now you turn back into Musa Lakas. Now the question is, What do you have to his knee in order to go ahead and make her back into a lady who sees? In other words, what do we have so far? We had over here that she started off seeing. What happened? What was the case over there? She saw three times. Then we had a 90-day break, 97 or 87, 9 Tupshat in the Chakasvi, 3 Shana Chakasvi, 87 or 90. So now, it's Megalatas, Mafeya, that she's Musalakas. Now, what do we need now to go ahead to put her back into the Matziv that she is a lady who sees and she's going to be Musalak to go ahead and see? So the Rajba says, Lashin, it says, means down the Rajba, that she went ahead and saw three times by flaga, three reels by flaga, that's going to be maker now, you're going to go ahead and see. And, well, he says you saw three reels, which are three aflagas, now you have to go ahead, and that makes you muxik that you're going to go ahead and see. And once you see three reels and aflagas, which you're going to go ahead and see, that's going to make you considered muxik that they're going to see. Now the Beis Yosef says like this. Beis Yosef says that his opinion is, and he says the Rashi, but also Mashma like this, that in order for a lady to be considered a tinaikus, in order to be maxed as she sees, she has to have a veskavor. If she sees one time 28, one time 33, one time 47, 26, 25, 28, till you have a veskavor, you're not going to be maxed that she's considered a tinaikus. She goes, you know, well, it's only thing I should get his man of race. But a katana lets you maxic in a vest kavua.
Yeah, nowadays.
Because that's a good deal. But a katana, we're talking about a katana, she's like, his man of race. She's young. She's before she's the age, the only time you can be considered a vest is if you have a vest kavua. If you don't have a vest kavua, it's like a decisive, you're not going to be maxic that she's going to see. Therefore, they say to Baba, where is the Rajbun? Rajbun says, I have three rias. Which three reels are you going to have? How did that? Which is going to be our flugger? The first one is going to be two. It's not going to be three. Three reels with our flugger is going to be two our fluggers. We all like a shum gamil. I forgot to mention that. Okay, I forgot about that. We all like a shum gamil. So we all like a shum gamil. So why is it going to be three? So the base says, in Raj, when he says you have three reels, he means he saw first time, remember the first time he says fluke, and it's a fluke, right? The first time is a fluke. It means three reels after the fluke one. Then you have three aflagas, and therefore it can be considered it's really four reels. And that one base says, the second kind of base is going through that. He's trying to say, number one, you have to have a kavua. Raj says three reels. How's that going to work out? He says, when you have three reels, it means three reels after the fluke one, which is really four reels. If you have it,
it's... Rishim and a minion if it's a fluke?
What?
Rishim and a minion if it's a fluke?
Yeah. It starts off aflaga. I saw you. It starts off flogger. So really, when he says three, it really means four. And so he knows what he says is doing two things. Number one, in order to have a vest kavua, the only time, this is very important, the only time a tinaikus gets his din that she has, she has a din to see, is only a vest kavua. That's condition number one to be safe. The Ashraj is three, yes, it means three plus the fluke, and therefore it's four, and therefore you can have a vest. What?
See, there's a fluke the second time
around. It's close going the first time around. If you tell me the second time around you need three Veskavua, so sure, the first time around needs Veskavua. It's for sure.
In other words,
you need. Fine, second. In other words, you can need four reels. You can need four reels. The Taz has a Riches, and he wants to say, Bechal, it's not true. You don't need to have a Veskavua in order to go ahead, in order to be Machziker, to make her to know she gives amount and this is gonna be this. Any time you have your three reels, even if it's not kavua, then that's going to be machis you to go ahead and see. And a chanami, if you want to give us kavua, you can have to have more. But if either he says that three reels which you muchsik bedam has a din of Isha Shem Laves, and once you see three times you have a din of Isha Shem Laves. And if you see three times, you see a din of Isha Shem Laves, and it'll be considered like a vest Shem Kavua. So it's one more time. Basically, suppose you have to have Kavua, Raj says the realist, it means 3 plus 1. Taz says no, Raj does not mean that, you're adding extra words into the Rajba, and for a vest Shem Kavua, 3 realists is enough. And the Kami, you want to make a vest Kavua, you have to add another real. But if you want to make a vest Kavua, you have to add another real, but over here, you not have to add another real. The Shach is like in between the Krista Kasa and Sona Krista Kasa, or I shouldn't confuse Eilam. Huh? The Shach is like in between. The Shach went to say the Yishe Chalik between Chashas Vestis, making a Vest Kavua, and B'negei Vestis, and Mechoshish for the next time. You know, as the Taz is saying, sorry, the Beis is saying, if I see 6 months in a row, and it's not Kavua, do we Chosh for next month? No. Taz is saying, do I have to Chosh for next month? Yes, and a Kavua. The Shach says, he's masking, if you don't have a Kavua, I do not have to be Chosh for the next month, because it's not, you, if you never have a Kavua, you know, it's not to Chosh for next month. But copy the din of Dayashaita and the Mafreya, he holds enough the fact that, I saw 3 years, 4 years, is enough that even though it's not kavua, it's enough to make it that I have to go ahead and be chayshish. He says like this, isn't he? Says that Masha didn't need to know because she wasn't going to play the chayshish the best in the kavua in the early cloud. He says, Avad, three times in the kavua in the chayshish at all, Echas Arashat or Mechaber Amah in the chayshish the best in the kavua cloud. Mechaber Amah said, the chayshish is really cool cloud. So that is masking for a copy of kavius. You want to chayshish the best in the kavua. I mean, I can see next month. I don't have to be chayshish if it's not kavua. And this way, Tinekis, till I see three times in a row on the same date, I do not have to worry next month there's going to be any kavua, because you're not so much they're going to see. Kapi, they didn't die a shaita, mesla ace, I saw three or four times, so that's enough to say, ah, this ria, I can't say is a ria of a fluke, therefore I have to go back to my freya. But kapi, they didn't to say, I have chushes next month, it's like the shach, I don't have to be chushes for the next month, because speaking that's not okva, it's not enough muchzik to say she's going to see, and therefore I do not have to go ahead and be chushes for the next month. Fine. Now, B'negei Yodin Zekena. She saw 4 months, 3 or 4 months in a row, and a kavua. Ta, B'seis was the what? Shum davar. Tazos. It's to chayshu v'esh and a kavua. The Shach is saying, Vestis, I do not have to chayshu for next time. Copy the Gemara, Daichet, and B'seis and Afriya, he wants to say Shpalt. Copy that, he wants to be masking. Because to say that this real was a real, that she's Musulekes, we see that she's seeing a whole bunch of times that we chayshish for her, that we're going to Afreya, to say that have chazakam, chimtik of this, she's felt in between some type of level of Musulekes. Now, I'm just going to mention a quick minute, I'm just speaking out 2 minutes now, I'm not going to give another whole set of chabur about it, just on Benegay Zakena. Just the Gemara says, just very simple, you don't have to call, you have to think Mark to know what's going on. The Mark says there's something called Zakena. Zakena is somebody who is older and had three anus, so it's Musulekes Dama. Once you get something old age, just happens, it's going to happen to everyone eventually, Metzushan, you hope. Old age beats the alternative. Even if you're getting old, but it's definitely better than, yeah. You know, they say, how do you know? Point, okay. Okay, I'm going to get old age. So the Gemara says, a lady who passed 90 days when she's a Zakena, the Lachia, she has a din of Musulekes Damim, and she's not Tichushin anymore for her Vestis. Now the Mitzvah says, when you get old age, she starts slowing down. You start seeing very erratically. And it gets slow, you know, turns to 40, 50, 60, 70, it turns very erratic, and you got very long Vestis. So the Mechava says, the two to nine. One is, you have to be old. Two is, you miss 90 days, you're considered Musulekes. So what's considered old? What's considered old? So the Gemara says, if you call her like Ima, because she's old, you call her like Safta, and you, or you say she's old, and she's not embarrassed of it, then that's called that she has a din of a lady who's old, and that's called that she's old, and therefore that's really considered Musulekes. So there are some people who are like they're 45, they're already 47 already, they call Safta already, right? You can marry them at 19. And okay, what?
She was 41.
And what? Yeah, but how was the baby? I said 47. How was the baby?
She was 42 when she called
herself. Okay, 44, okay, what are they saying? The kids say they call Safta.
Yeah.
So just because the sweet granddaughter calls her Safta, that's not gonna say she's called Zakena. Because instead if you say she's old, right?
So therefore
that's not gonna be considered that that's not gonna be like considered. Oh, that's me. If somebody else would say that she's old, not that her grandchildren call her Safta, somebody else would call her old. So then somebody else would somebody else would say that with say that she's old, and that's gonna be considered that she's considered old. So how old is it? Well, the place would say it's not really clear exactly the age. She maybe said, he says low burr. Anyone have a what of them think what would be the age? It's called Zkena, the Mishnah says. So some say it's 60, 65, you know, in that range. Then whatever we say is called Zkena. Until then, you're not going to be called Zkena. The Mitzvah is, while ladies are in that age, they're 60, they're usually way past menopause. But there are clouds, it starts. Menopause, when they stop seeing blood, it's a passion when they got there. What did I say? What did I say? What? No, it's all whatever. It's two things. You have to ask the Sharia. Like every stage, like, you have to understand what's going on. But so kids, we have not 20 years. So, but when you get this, remember it's just the mivar, like what's going on and how to lavor b'shalom. Akapanim. So when they get the menopause, so they stop slowing down. Usually, by the time they hit 60, you know, they're long, you know, it's way past the time which she's seeing. So therefore, you know, the dad cloud, you know, we're not going to be mekel that she's doing mesolekas, because then exactly anyhow at that point, it's very rare that they're going to be seeing, and by the time they get to there, they already have stopped seeing.